that Hochi Toni Kamei. This is what I learned from the Rabbi Yochanan. Not like he said before, but he learned like this. Choyme v'shish Shabbos, that Shabbos has a chumra over the chet of Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos, which means Avodah Zarah, has a chumra over Shabbos, over chet of Shabbos. What are these? Choyme v'shabbos has a chumra to his strict. Then Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, also Shein v'ele machas, Echad, if you do two, since the Ovis Melochis, two different Melochis, with one forgetting, chayiv or kolachas v'yachas. You should know chayiv two chatoyis. For each forgetting, chayiv for each melacha you did, you chayiv a separate chatas. Mashen came for sham mitzvahs. Mashen came. He learned that by sham mitzvahs you don't have the svarah for avodah zarah. If you do two avodahs, you only chayiv one chatas. Now chayim b'sham mitzvahs. What's the chumra of avodah zarah over Shabbos? She b'sham mitzvahs. For sham mitzvahs, shogag b'litzkav in chayiv. If you're shogag, you do not realize you're doing the chet of avodah zarah, and also you're not mischaven, it's like misasig. You're not mischaven, you don't have in mind to do exactly what you're doing, but rather you have in mind to do something else. And it just comes out that, like by mistake, you bow down to the idol. You thought you're doing something else, and by mistake you're bowing down. So by avodah zarah yechayiv, Mashen came to Shabbos, but by Shabbos in such a case, you're potter. We'll soon see the case. By Shabbos we know any miskaven or misasek is potter. That's what Reb Zakkai learned in front of Reb Yochanan. Now, and on this Reb Yochanan said also, Puk Toni Lebrua, take it out. Now, what we just say, that Choyme b'Shabbos, Shabbos has a chumra to it, Shah Shabbos also shtayim. On Shabbos if you do two melachos, yechayiv two chatois. Mashenke b'avoyde zorah, mashmiyon yechayiv one. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Ovad, Ketzira, Utchina, you did mamish two separate Ovis Melachas. You cut off a branch or some fruit off the tree, Utchina, then you started to grind some wheat. So the Kavos, the Gabi Shah Mitzvahs. The same thing by Shah Mitzvahs. It's not Dafka by the Zorb, any other mitzvah. The Ochal, Chalev, Vidam, you want to say somebody ate Chalev, or Kazayas worth of Chalev, and then he drank some Dam, Te'elam Achad. You want to say Yoni Chayiv one? Gemara says no. Hochi tarti mechayiv, hochi tarti mechayiv. Of course, in such a case, also you be chayiv two chatois. The person ate chaylev and drank blood. The helam echod, since they're two separate ma'is averus, you chayiv out of two chatois. So why do you say only by Shabbos and not by Shamitzus? If Sarah Shamitzus made a mistake, it's loud dafka boy the Zora. Means any other chatoim that you chayiv a chatos on. El, you mean like this. What's the case? That you ate like chaylev twice? You did not realize in between that it's also, and you went ahead and you ate it the second time. If so, the kavosi gabe Shabbos, the same thing the case by Shabbos is also potter. You also only chayev one. What do you want to tell me? The ovad ketiro u ketiro, that he cut off a fruit off the tree and then he did it the second time. Since there's only one Helam Dover, there's only one forgetting, so even on Shabbos, he only chayiv one chatis. So that can't be the pshat and ben Zakkai to say that you chayiv twice. So behind the Yomalei, this is what Reb Yechon answered back and told ben Zakkai that puk toni lebro, take your learning outside, that that's not a good learning, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Shamitzis. Now, the more if, my kushya, what's such a big question upon ben Zakkai? Dilma, maybe, really, I tell you, the Ovad Ktsiro Trina, that he's talking about on Shabbos, that you did two separate Ovas Melochis, and therefore it's good, while Yechayiv two separate Chatois. But what he meant to say was, Mashain Kein Bisham Mitzvah, it's not like this, the other mitzvahs, also on the Avodah Kechovim. He means by the Chet of Avodah Zorah. And there's a man, the Yomar, but we'll explain it soon, Kid Rabami. The Yomar Rabami says, Zivach, if somebody takes an animal and shechs it l'shem avodah zarah in front of the avodah zarah, the kitta, then he goes and burns it or burns the keteris in front of the avodah zarah. The nisach, he pours the blood, he pours wine for the avodah zarah. Be'elam echad, it's all in one forgetting, he doesn't know that these things are rosted to do. So the locher is, ain't a chayiv al-achas, he's only chayiv one chatois. So if so, maybe what Ben Zakkai meant to say was, shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. And I'll leave with Rabbani that Yoni Chayiv one chatois, so then there's no steer, and then it's a good braisa. So Mor says, no, what he meant to say before would not fit in to the chet of Avodah Zarah. Why? Diktani Sefer says in the Sefer, Choyme b'sham mitzvahis, there's a chumra over other averis over Shabbos. She b'sham mitzvahs the other averis. Shogak, if you do it by mistake, you eat chalev by mistake, you think it's kosher, and really it's treif, but b'lay miskavin, you don't have in mind to do a ma'isa achila, like you have in mind to do a ma'isa of drinking, and by mistake it comes out that you're eating this. Chayiv, it says yichayiv. Now, this is good by chalev, but by Avodah Zarah you won't have this. Shogeg b'lay miskavin, b'avodas kichavim, you want to say it's talking about the chet of Avodah Zarah, hechidami, what would be the case that you're a shogeg, you made a mistake, you didn't think this is also, and also you're not miskavin, you don't have intentions to do it either. What's the case? Edik sava beta knesasu, if you thought that this house you went into, you thought it was a shul, vishtakavolo, and you bowed down there, and it came out really was a church, he didn't do anything. That's not called a shogeg. If when he bowed down, he thought he's bowing down to Hashem, so that's libel or shemayim, it's not a chet at all, you're not trying to curve it at all. Elo the case must be, to chazer on darto, that you saw a statue, you thought it was a statue of the king, v'sogad la, and you bow down to it. So again, it depends, what was your intention? Ikibla la, he'll be aloha, if you're accepting this to be your God, you're bowing down to him now, you're accepting him to be your God by this bowing down, mezidu. If so, you're a mezid, it's not a shogeg, yechayiv misa, it's not only yechayiv chatis, here we're talking about yechayiv a korban. So it can't be that you accepted him to be your God. Vi loikiblu alei, if you do not accept him to be your God, loiklumi, again it's nothing, just the fact you bowed down to the statue, stand, give him a respect, you're not chayiv misa for that, that's not a chet of Avodah Zarah, it has to be that you're accepting him. Elo, what must be the case? Miyavu miyira, you're telling me that he bowed down to this idol, he knew it was Avodah Zarah, but he only bowed down because he's afraid of a person, or because he loves the person that tells him to do it. But not that he's really accepting the idol to be his God. He's only doing it machmas avo, machmas yiro, like we had before the machloikis. Abayit, right? So maybe that's the case here. This is similar to the case of he's a shogag, but his ain't a miskavin because he doesn't really think he's doing the chet. He thinks that since he's only doing it because somebody he loves somebody, maybe that's mutter. So Mar says, that's good according to Abayit that says yichayiv. So in such a case, this could be called the shogeg, and therefore yichayiv achatis. The yom achayiv. He says, if you do it b'mezid, yichayiv. If you do it b'shogeg, yichayiv a korban. Elo l'rova, the yom apota, but rova that says yipota before, ma'ik l'meima, what can you say? Elo, what must be the case here? The yom amuta. You want to tell me the case has to be the avodis kachovim, that the person says, yom amuta. He says what? That he thinks you're allowed to worship any Avodah Zarah. He doesn't know of the Yisra Avodah Zarah. He thought the whole thing is mutta. That's called Vayna Mutta. He talks into himself that you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, you want to say he's only chayiv one chatis. Zumar says, Ma'ashen came b'Shabbos to pot l'gamri. What do you want to say though? By Shabbos though, you pot l'gamri. If this is the case of Shoigeg, V'yeinu Miskavin means that you say Ayme Mutta, all it means to say is that you think the whole chet is mutter, so you want to say mashenkein by Shabbos, you potter. It's not true. If somebody does mulachas on Shabbos and he's oimem mutter, he thinks you're allowed to work on Shabbos. You want to say you potter legamri? No, I can up until now loiboy minei rovim Rav Nachman. He only asked him a question. Helem zeh v'zeh. If you forgot that today was Shabbos completely, you don't know there's any mulacha on Shabbos. And you also pshit to forgot all the different malachas, you don't realize the rasa, you say I'm a muta. He asked him a question, how many chatzoyas are yichayiv? Ela ilich yuvechoda. His whole doubt was maybe you only chayiv one chatis, because to you forgot the whole mitzvah of Shabbos. Or ilich yuvetarti, but maybe no, still you're a shogeg, you think each one separately is muta, maybe you chayiv two chatzoyas. But potu legamri lekalaman di yomar. But nobody says you put the legamri. Says so you can't be talking about the chet sham mitzvahs here cannot mean avodas kechavim. Because if it means avodas kechavim, what's the case of shogeg b'lo miskavein or memuta? So you want to say that you're only chayiv by avodas kechavim and not by Shabbos? It's not true. You'd be chayiv by Shabbos also. Moshe says to my kush, what's the big question here? Dil miliyol lemeimlach. I'll tell you like this: Reisha b'avodas kechavim. The ratio that says the difference whether you chayiv two or one chatas talking about avodah zarah. But for sefer, the sefer this brayta that says shaygeg v'yena miskavein, that's b'shar mitzvahs. So what's the bikasha? One, the reish is talking about avodah zechovim, and therefore it's good why it says yoni chayiv one, and that goes like Rabami. That Rabami holds avodah zarah. If you're a zaveach and a maktir and a menaseach, yoni chayiv one, and the sefer that says a shogag v'loy miskavein it's chayiv, that's talking about chaylev and dam, not the avodah zarah. The sefer b'sham mitzvahs, the shogah b'loy miskavin, what's the case then, the clear-cut case, that you were shogah, you made a mistake, you did not realize this is chaylev, but secondly, you were not miskavin, you didn't have intention to eat it. The iksav ha-reiku, you saw it was just spit there, ubaleyu, and you swallowed it up. So you did a mice of swallowing it, of just like drinking it, and it came out, really there was some chaylev there. So by chaylev, you have to eat it. That's called the misasik. You think you're only drinking, doing a ma'isa shtiya, but it came out that you did a ma'isa achila. So by chaylev we say chayim. By chaylev and by aroyis, those are the two chatoim that we say, misasik is chayim. The Gemara always says, shekei nena. Since you're having enjoyment from eating the chaylev, even though you didn't have in mind to do this type of an action, you thought you're drinking, and it comes out now you're eating, still you're chayev by chaylev and by aroyis. Ma'ashen came by Shabbos the potter. But by Shabbos, in such a case, misasek is potter. What's the case? Sheniskavein lagibiyas atolish. You think you have a cucumber there that's cut off already from before Shabbos, and I'm going now to pick up the cucumber that's cut off already. And by mistake, v'chotaches amechuber, you also pick up another one that's attached, or you pick up some grass that's attached. So you do not have intentions at all of doing a maisa, cutting off something that's attached to the ground. You think you're only picking up something, and it comes out you're doing both. So that's the case that on Shabbos you potter. Okay, the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, the Yomer, he says, HaMesasek b'chalovim uv'aroyis chayiv. Only by these two chatoyim are you chayiv if you're mesasek. Again, you think you're drinking something, and really it comes out that you're eating it. Uv'aroyis, by the chet of aroyis, also the same thing. And what's the reason? Shekei nena. Because you're having enjoyment from the action. You're eating the chaylev. You're having enjoyment. So as far as shekei nena, nena is like you mischavin. Since you're having enjoyment from it, that's considered like you have hano. Rashi says shekei nena hilkach choshev bekavona. It's considered like you're doing the action with right, with your intentions, and that's why you chayev by chaylev or by arois. Ma'ashen ken by Shabbos the klal is ha-mesasek b'Shabbos. If you do a melacher on Shabbos and you mesasek, like we said, you think you're picking up something that's detached, and it comes out you're picking up something that's attached to the ground, you potter, even from a korban, that's less than shegig, that's mesasik. Why? Meleches machshoves osrotera. By Shabbos, a special klal, we learn out the meleches dumyu de mishkan, just like when they made the mishkan, it was done, meleches machshoves, special machshoves, a lot of limudim from this, that the actual melech has to be a special type, it can't be a kilkul, it has to be a choshev one, and also your mind. You have to know exactly what you're doing. That's called Melechus Machsheves. But if you're Mesaseg, you're Potter on Shabbos. Now, so that question, what's Rabbi Yechonon Bikashan Ben Zakkai? That he told him, Puk Toni Lebro, take this learning and throw it out. It's not a kasha here. Say the Reish is talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah, and the Seif is talking about Chalov and Varoyis. So where it says the Pshat from Rabbi Yechonon is, Rabbi Yechonon Latam, Rabbi Yechonon goes according to his own time. The Loy Mukim Masnisa, he does not like to learn a Braisa with a ratio of the Chataima. The ratio of the Braisa goes according to one man, the Yama, the Seif of the Chatama, and the Seif should go according to a second time. So we had a Gemara in Bar Metzia. The Yama Rabbi Yechonon, Man Demetargim Li, Chovius Ali with the Chatana. Whoever will learn with this Braisa about putting down the Chovius with the Shomer, his exhibit, he made a good Shemir or not, without the Das of the Balabos. So to see where the ratio to the Sefer, so some wanted to learn there that the ratio goes according to one man diyama, and the Sefer is a different man diyama. So Rabbi Yechonon there said a famous statement and said no. He said that man, whoever will be able to answer me this braisa, according to one Tana, is Mavlino Manyo Labasre Levei Mesusa. I myself will carry his clothing after him to the Beis HaMerchat, to the bathhouse. But Rabbi Yechonon always likes to learn his shitter is, when you have a braisa that says two things, the ratio and the Sefer, they have to go according to the same man diyama. He does not like to say this, That's why here he doesn't like a Ben Zakkai's learning. That according to you, you have to say, the Reish is talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah, and the Sefer is talking about Shar Chatoyim, that he doesn't like. He has to one or the other. Yeah. And therefore doesn't fit in with both. Therefore he says, Puk Ton Lebrun. Gufa, what we just learned before, Gufa. Omar Reb Ami said, Zivach, if a person takes an animal,